You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, yesterday you may recall that we did the entire show, 3 hours, on the concepts of school choice, about the various aspects of school choice. We had nationally syndicated researcher, author, and Fox News contributor Corey DeAngelis on from the American Federation for Children. He talked about it. He also touted the bill, Senate Bill 140, that came out of committee in the state Senate yesterday, sponsored by State Senator Del Marsh, who was also on the show yesterday to talk about his bill. I will also tell you that I do quite a bit of work still with the Alabama Policy Institute. There are aspects of this bill that might need to be tweaked, but we like the bill. We like the idea that parents should have a say in what is best for their child's education, even to the extent that the tax dollars paid into the system would then travel with the child to the place that the parent or legal guardian determines is best for them, whether it be public, private, homeschool, whatever the case may be. Because those dollars are not for the system, they're there for the child. That being said, I couldn't help but notice in a story on AL.com that Dr. Wayne Reynolds, who serves on the Alabama State Board of Education, representing most of this listening area, took issue with the bill and took issue pretty strongly with Senator Marsh himself. So I reached out to him. We had a very frank conversation yesterday after the show. He is coming on with me now. So let me just go ahead and welcome Dr. Wayne Reynolds to Right Side Radio. Dr. Reynolds, how are you?
Thank you, Senator. It's great to be on your show, and I appreciate your reaching out to me and asking me about my position. As you know, I'm a conservative Republican and always willing to discuss my views.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, your views yesterday were pretty solid. I mean, in that particular article on AL.com, you had probably the stiffest comments of anyone who was not a member of the Senate themselves, by saying that Del Marsh was just a lame duck senator. He's the enemy of the school board, and that this bill was potentially harmful. Or I'm paraphrasing there, but I've forgotten how you worded it. But you don't like the bill. Tell me why.
Oh no, I don't like the bill. And you said since I'm not a member of the Senate, is that what you just said? I'm trying to understand you. I heard you say right.
I said you had the harshest comments of anyone who was not otherwise already a member of the debate in the Senate. So you had some Democrats who hated it.
Oh, all right,
it.
Sure.
The harshest comment I saw otherwise was yours.
I am, as you recognize, a constitutional officer. I represent 1/8 of the state. I represent all of Limestone, all of Madison, all of Jackson, and all of DeKalb County. I represent everyone. I represent private school people, public school people, homeschool people, and people who have no relationship to schools. And I represent that on the state school board meeting. The thing that I raised the biggest objection to, and the fact that Senator Marsh is a lame duck, is only a fact. It's not an opinion. And I didn't object to him being a lame duck at all, but I object to him developing in his bill an entire organizational structure outside of the Board of Education. And I said that, in my opinion, was a reflection of his continued animosity to the State Board of Education, the State Department of Education, as evidence in his 2019 bill, which he got passed by a heavy majority in the Senate, to essentially eliminate the State Board of Education and replace it by an appointed board with some governance by the Senate. And I think he was serving as pro tem of the Senate at the time. And I was elected in 2018, took office in 2019, and right after that, Senator Marsh proposed that bill, which I felt to be anti-State Board of Education. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, so let me ask you this, though. I'm talking about Senate Bill 140, which is before the body now. And so
well,
maybe hang on a second, Wayne. So maybe maybe Senator Marsh has issue with a state school board that presides over a school system statewide that is 50th in the nation. I mean, that's right now what we're looking at is, what is your proposal then? If you don't like this bill, what is it you intend as a school board member to do to bring us out of last in the nation? We're dead last right now. What is your plan?
Well, my plan is, I've been on the board since 2018, Senator, before you were in, and I have a long history in education. I oppose already the new math curriculum and math textbooks, which I felt were watered down, and I think that's reflected in the new bill submitted by Senator Melson and Senator Orr. I would support a savings program. You know, in my opinion, the bill kind of mirrors and titles a savings program. As I told you yesterday, the 529 savings program for post-secondary is very effective in Alabama, has been very successful and highly participated in, and allows tax-free monies after they're contributed to go to post-secondary. I would support and see value in a similar bill. I don't see, and that's, that 529 program is also overseen by Mr. Boozer, and this bureaucracy set up is not, I think, effective. And I frankly don't believe the bill is going to be successful, but that's another.
And Wayne, let me jump in there. And it may not be successful, because right now the AEA, and by the way, you're a longtime educator. Were you a member of the AEA?
I was not. No.
Okay. Well, glad to hear it.
I've been sued by the AEA. I'm
glad to hear it, because right now what we're also seeing is the AEA is giving big money to Republican candidates who are down there opposing the bill right now. So it may not pass.
Well,
we don't know yet. But I will say this: that's a whole other conversation. But Wayne, my concern here though is, you're a member of the State Board of Education, presiding over an education system that is last in the nation. I guess what I want to know is, whether this bill passes or not, do you agree with the premise that the tax dollars should be allowed to follow the child because the parents or legal guardians know what is best for their child, or do you believe it should feed the system?
Feed the system is a word, phrase that I would not choose to use.
Okay.
The reality is, in public education, in our area, most of this money in Athens, 54%, and Madison, 56%, Madison County, 56% of the money spent on students is state money. That includes a lot of money, as you know, that's spent on special services programs. And public education shares those programs with private schools that will accept them. Some don't accept them, but most do. In my area, Lindsay Lane Academy does, and there's a parochial school that does also. So I don't know where the conflict is, but I do know that we have improved significantly in our performance. I inherited a program that's 52nd. The school system I was in was not. The Madison City is not. The Huntsville City is not. And so we're doing a good job. Where some of the deficiencies are, I don't know. But I know in Senator Marsh's letter to his colleagues, he indicated that the state board was deficient because we were holding up charter schools. And you know very well that we don't hold up charter schools. Charter schools are, we only get to appoint them, and we have nothing to do with it.
Let me ask you this then, Wayne. Let me ask you this before we run out of time, all right? Because I'm going to wind up hitting a break before I know it. But right now, this particular bill is styled as, and they're known nationwide by this term. You take issue with the term, I know, about education savings accounts, but they're called ESAs, or education savings accounts. Another version of this might be called a voucher, where the money goes with the child to the place where the parent or legal guardian believes they can best get an education. There are right now, I believe there are 19 states and Washington, D.C. that have school vouchers or ESAs in place, and they're successful. So Alabama's last in the nation we've got to do something different. I'm not hearing you tell me what you believe is the way forward to get us out of 50th and why you disagree with this bill.
I told you, if you want to talk about parental choice, you know, Phil, I've spoken openly to board members. I've had people call me about masking and all those things, and I believe that those issues are best taken up with the local school boards. I'm going to the Madison City Board this afternoon because I believe that local control, and I think you do as a Republican, is the best thing. Now, the vouchers or the program that Mr. Marsh proposes has very little oversight and control. Private school, people that are in private school can pay violin lessons and sports assistance. We can't do that in public school. That extends even beyond that. Those are the flaws that I think need to be worked out. And I'm not certain, I don't know that Senator Marsh worked with the State Board of Education. I've never seen him show up. I've only been a member since 2019.
But Wayne, I would say this. I would say this.
What?
With regards to, you said something about violin lessons in private schools. And by the way, I was a public school kid, but my kids were private school kids. My wife taught in private school. My daughter-in-law taught in public school. So I've seen all of it and been a product of all of it. But nonetheless, what I'm saying here is the education is for the child. And what I'm not hearing you say is anything about why the parents shouldn't have a say in that. And then on top of that, I look at it and think, you mentioned the fact that funding, the accountability, which is becoming, I think, the farcical argument that's being weighed out there by the opponents to this bill. We already provide public benefits for EBT cards, for the GI Bill, for any number of things, and we don't tell them where they have to take it and use it. We tell them, go and use it for what it's used before. But we allow them to pick their institution of higher learning, pick the grocery store they want to go to. We're allowing people the opportunity to use public funds for almost everything else that we provide public funds for, except for education.
Those programs you just described are federal funds, aren't they?
Some are, but don't we also administer those at the state level? We do.
Benefits.
I use veterans benefits too. We have the Alabama GI Bill as well, and we don't tell them where they can use it.
Well, I understand, but I will just tell you this. Comparing this bill that's titled Parents' Choice Act to real implementation of parental choice is like comparing Biden's Build Better America to fix Highway 565. Not happening.
All right. Well, and on that point, I guess we'll have to differ because I don't think we can tie this to Biden's Build Back Better spending free. This is literally saying, parents, you have a right to say what is best for your child. We're not talking about borrowing money and putting us into a national debt and building things that we may or may not need.
Over $500,000 away from public education.
No, I disagree. I think the public school system is going to be fine. And if we're going to say that we're taking money away, then what you're already implying is that people want to leave because there's something to leave. If the school systems were great, nobody's going to want to leave.
People would have to take it immediately, read the bill.
Read the bill. But what I'm saying is by stating that people are going to leave, what you've just admitted is there's a reason for them to want to leave, which is all the more reason to fix it.
No, I didn't say anybody's going to leave. There's already funding that would immediately move monies to people who are currently outside the system out of the domain. I think that's exactly true.
Well,
let this public decide. I'm up for re-election, and I'll be willing to appear anywhere.
Well, and I appreciate that. In fact, I think your opponent, is it Rex Davis, I believe, came on the show yesterday kind of unexpectedly. He called in and said that he's running against you and he's for the bill. So maybe it'll be a campaign issue, but I believe that it's an issue
I'd
for the public.
I'd love it to be a campaign issue.
Well,
please.
I'll be honest with you, I think it already is. But that being said, Wayne, this is an important thing that I think is being overlooked is that we are 50th in the nation, and I haven't heard any plan out of the state school board as to what we're going to do. And Wayne, you're a champ for coming on today. I know that we've known each other for a while. I typically agree with you on this one. I don't, but I appreciate you coming on the show today and being a part of it.
Well,
I am up against a break. So thanks for calling in.
Maybe I can be a part of a new bill that has a chance to pass it. It's not as radical and having some other problems that I'm not the only one. I think the senators
And I hope that would be true, and I hope that it wouldn't have to be because he brought a bill that y'all finally brought a bill. I would hope that y'all would have already thought of that ahead of time. But Wayne, thank you again for coming on the show. We appreciate you very much. All right, folks, that was Wayne Reynolds, Dr. Wayne Reynolds, from the Alabama State Board of Education, who disagrees on the concepts of school choice touted in Senate Bill 140, and I disagree with him. All right, folks, listen, we got more on the show. I'll head back to the Triple Dipper here in a minute. Top of the 4 o'clock hour, we got the Grand Council with our buddies Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.